Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friends, and welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast opening day extravaganza overreaction. That's what we're going to do on what was not even arguably the worst opening day of all time. The worst baseball, all the bets lost. I'm the worst fantasy analyst, the worst player, the worst bettor. There's really nothing. You know, the only good thing is I can't be much worse than anything else. Like, what else could I be? I could be a bad podcast host. I think I probably, you know, I'm doing a good job at that, too. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. Welcome into the show. Hope you had a great opening day.
Yeah, I hope you guys don't think I'm going to rein in Welsh today because the D-backs just got smoked. I'm on full depression mode as well. Yep. So, yeah, going to be a depressive podcast. Listen to some Stabbing Westward with this. Any type of emo songs that you have. So.
I think you know what,
we're the goth kids right now.
What's a good, you know, I got a good depressing song. I've got it. I got the best one. It's Johnny Cash's cover of Hurt. Nine Inch Nails of Trent Reznor's Hurt.
I hurt myself today.
I think you just like that song.
See if I still feel focus on the pain. The only thing that's real.
I mean, you know,
could be worse.
No, sorry.
Here we go. Patrick Corbin could be our opening day starter. That could be worse.
No, that's true. Opening day in the books. Bogman and I literally hit record as the last couple outs ended our miserable night and what really had the makings to be a great day. Opening the beginning morning stuff was pretty fun. I did have some bets that hit. Did have some things that worked out. But everything that happened early day lined up for the night to work and everything fell apart. And you know what? Tip, don't even look at your fantasy teams after the first day. But this is the overreaction show. It has been one singular game. So everybody must victory lap. Everybody must call out the horribleness that it is. And we all must panic and also be joyous about everything that happened in fantasy. And that is what we will do today. If you, my friends, want to get a little bit more skin in the game, I would tell you to go and check out our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, for this episode. Underdog is sponsoring this episode, and you guys can use the promo code ITL to get $100 matched on a $100 deposit. You guys could check out their pick'em game. Bogman actually took part in a fun thing that they do as well, where you were able to play in a little night slate game that you dropped into on the kind of the DFS side, plus the pick'em game of going over unders essentially, or you can play rivals and you can put a couple together and you can have some big payouts if you want. I literally had my heart broken tonight because I nailed two of the three on a really big one. O'Neal Cruz homer, Pablo Lopez strikeouts, and then I stupidly picked Corbin Carroll up against a lefty. What a silly goose I am. Had I just picked my Wander Franco earlier today, it would have been
goofball.
Good. I am a silly goose. I'm a goofball, but go and check it out. Underdog, use the promo code ITL. You can play along with us in the pick'ems and have so much fun. Do it today. So you and I spent literally the entire day watching baseball. There was almost not a moment I didn't watch baseball today, and there were so many happenings. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go and we are going to box score look. We're going to kind of look at every single game, some of the overreactions. We can overreact to some of the things we saw. Save opportunities happen. We saw great pitchers struggle. We saw hitters do weird things. We saw stolen bases go up. I believe the stat that Alex Fast put out going into the final five games of the night, last year, there were only five total stolen bases on opening day. We had 12 going into those final games.
The Orioles had five today.
I know. Well, they accounted for the exact amount of all teams last year. And then I think we ended up at like 14 or 15 or something like that. So a ton of stolen bases were up and a whole bunch more. So that's what we are going to be breaking down today. I would also remind you guys to come and check us out over at inthisleague.com on the Patreon. We're almost at the end of the month. You guys can wait to the first. But make sure you come and join us. It is my birthday month in April. It's a great birthday present to make sure you're signed up. Get up on the GroupMe rooms. Come and hang out with us. Today on the live stream, we also filled a break. We filled a break. We did a raffle for Ezekiel Tovar autographed jersey, which was awesome. And I gave away a inscribed 2022 Rookie of the Year Michael Harris card and a Tovar card. All of those stuff and all those things get filled in our GroupMe rooms. Plus, we got Dynasty Ranks prospects. I got P180Ps going on and a gajillion things more. In This League lives because of the awesome supporters. It's a listener-supported podcast, I suppose you could say, over at our Patreon. So go and check it out today, inthisleague.com. You can lift the depression a little bit. It was a rough... again, it was actually okay. I'm being a little bit dramatic. It's just all the good happened early, and all the bad happened late.
You're being dramatic? I would never have guessed. No. Yeah.
Well, you're not a ray of sunshine yourself there, partner.
No! With your really? Ray...
Touche. Bogman's wearing a nice do-rag, too, with the hair up. It's a good look. It's pretty good look right now. You're looking like Carlos Vargas, the guy that was throwing 101.
Oh, you got the same hair. Bert Hume was just like, the guy could be a real gem, a hidden gem. He's got runners on the corners with one out. And I don't know, man. I'm just furious. Welcome back.
Yep.
Real glad you care about something again. Just so you can rip your heart out.
I think I forgot about that. I think that's the other thing to remember. Like, we've spent so much time prepping and analyzing and breaking down and theorizing and just hoping. And now everything kind of comes push to shove. And so many things really worked out. But then those things that just fall flat, you're like, oh, yeah, this is the misery. Because we've
You know what opening day is for fantasy people? It's like when you make that perfect sandcastle, you got it all perfect. And then a wave just runs over.
You know, I was about
to
say,
opening day.
I think it's almost like also like making a beautiful, perfect sandwich and then you drop it.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In This League.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Like, as soon as you pick it up and you drop it, and you're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I had all the right ingredients and everything looked great, and it's gone, and it's on the floor. Yeah. And you're trying to be like, can I still eat this?
Yeah. You're like, look, can I just pick the hairs off of it and dirt?
My dog
if
just
I got
licked
rid
the bologna,
of this top but... piece of bread... Can I just put a new piece of bread on it?
Do you eat bologna? Okay?
I have, yeah.
Well, I know you have, but I'm like right now as an adult that has a
I
money
mean,
in
I
account,
don't eat
you?
Bologna, but there is 100% bologna in the fridge right now. So not for me. I don't eat it.
It's first name, Bogman. My bologna. The first thing right now. Nobody likes bologna anymore. We're going to break down all the stuff and the things. There were some injuries, though, that ruined many people's days. And it started with the Braves. Probably the biggest ruined of all of them was Max Fried, who left with a hamstring strain. No bueno. Absolutely no bueno on that. He only ended up going, I believe, I don't have him up here. I need to look. I think it went.
I think it was 3 2/3. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the magic number today, by the way.
Oh, yeah. For Jacob DeGrom.
3 2/3 was, no, dude, like, I think it was like Alec Manoah, Jacob DeGrom. 3 2/3 was this magical number that went on today for bad. And a hamstring strain isn't the most worrisome on the planet, but him being pulled out of that first game, let me take a look at what they said. Snitker said that he will miss his next start and will likely go on the IR. So I guess that actually came down just a little bit ago. So that is official. After that, he is going on the IR, and that is a huge, huge no bueno.
Yeah, it sucks. I guess the silver lining on something like this, a hamstring strain, which sucks because hamstrings are just different. You know, sometimes they're 3 weeks, sometimes they're 2 weeks, sometimes they're 5 months, you know.
Sometimes they're creamy.
But I mean, whenever a pitcher gets hurt and it's not an arm injury, shoulder, elbow, anything, I'm like, all right, well, as soon as he's good with this, he should be back and, you know, okay. You don't have that babying around him. So once the hamstring's good, he should be fine. Probably have to do a stupid rehab start. So probably 3 weeks at minimum for Fried.
It'll be interesting to see if Ian Anderson is the guy that comes back up after being sent down. Kyle Wright is a little bit further along on the I think they said he's going to miss like maybe two starts, so he wouldn't be able to hit this next one. But I think they probably bring up Ian Anderson if people are wondering, and no interest whatsoever. Another thing, though, you know, now that I say that, Dylan Dodd. Actually,
yeah.
Dylan Dodd was phenomenal in spring training. Now that I'm thinking about it, Dodd's got to be the guy. So no, scratch that. Dodd put up some pretty crazy top-end numbers while he was out there. He just couldn't make it over Schuster. The only thing that you would wonder is like, would they want two rookie pitchers? Was that kind of the point? You know, like Ian Anderson does have past like work with this, but I guess I'm going to say
they may want Dodd to piggyback too off Schuster. So, you know, maybe they bring up Anderson because of that, but maybe they bring up Anderson to be the long guy behind both of them. So,
well, I mean, but they'd have to make two moves because Dodd and Anderson are both at AAA. So if Max Fried goes on the IR, they only have one move to bring back up. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying like Dodd might be the guy.
Jameson.
Yeah, so Dodd might be the guy that comes up, which is, I don't know, like, it's interesting. Let's see how he lines up, but you're probably not looking, you know, for Dodd or Schuster or any of those guys to replace it. But that would be my assumption.
Your NL only leagues. That's it.
Yeah. You know, actually, I'm looking here now, though, dude. Check this out. On Roster Resource, it only has a 4-man rotation of Fried, Strider, Schuster, and Morton.
I think they get the day off, and then Kyle Wright, I think, is supposed to pitch the fifth game of the second set of games that they have. So, that's if everything goes right and blah, blah, blah. But I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, they got to make a move because Freed's going on the IL. So someone will be coming.
Yeah, they'll be. I mean, but Dodd would be like a little bit interesting. I have zero interest in Ian Anderson. Wilson Contreras, another injury. He was removed with a right knee contusion. He had x-rays already and they came back negative, which is really good. He was having trouble putting weight on it, they said. They might do like a MRI. I would assume it's like a couple days off. I would assume he's going to take a couple days off, which is going to hurt your, you know, your, I guess not going to really hurt your weekly. There's only a couple more days left, but I don't expect him to be in the lineup. And who the hell is it? Andrew Kinzer. Kinzer? I don't know why I can never say his name.
I think it's just
Kinzer. There's a silent Kinzer, something yeah. in there. Yeah, there's a silence.
Now you got me confused. I'm like a second guessing. And that might not be it. I don't know.
That's the worst. No. That's the worst, too, when like you have something in your head and then someone just screws it up. Like, oh, totally is there. You also had two injuries that we were surprised about. Dude, we were streaming and someone was like Verlander IL. And I'm like, oh, LOL. And then, no, it was
you thought
real.
That was a Mets joke.
I 100%.
It kind of is, but, you know.
It's kind of a Mets joke, but I 100% that was just a falsity and that he was not going on because I hadn't heard anything about it. Yeah, there was no, like, news that he was going to be out, but he is. It's retroactive, apparently, to the 27th, and it's a low-grade teres major strain, which I think is in the shoulder, and that's not.
I thought that was a constellation.
That's not fantastic. You can buy a star. You know, we owned a plot of land.
Terrace Major. Yeah. Let's get Terrace Major and the planet Verlander right around it over there.
You know, it's a pretty good, I don't know how those guys get away with it. All those things, like Bogman and I are technically lords, but it's a scam. There's no regulation. There's no regulation into the sky. Like you and I could probably start selling stars, I think.
Yeah. You remember the guy that like said that he owned the moon and started selling like plots of land on the moon to people.
Really?
Yeah. I remember he went on some like Jay Leno or Conan or somebody. And he was like, yeah, but you don't own the moon. And he was like, well, my lawyers will tell you that I do. So
I just typed this in. I said, can I sell stars? And this is what Google responded. It says, the stars belong to everyone. But we urge you to remember that stars are not for sale. Finally, some serious renowned institutions have been selling stars for fundraising purposes. But they clearly state that the sale is symbolic and has no legal or scientific meaning.
Oh, when I was like 15, I bought my grandma a star for her birthday, for sure.
It meant nothing. And stars are worth as much as NFTs, essentially. At this point. We should start selling stars. We should start selling plots of land on ITL land.
By the way, world. NFTs, zero shares. So
pay for the bets we lost today. If we start selling some space, maybe we could just sell like molecules around us.
You know what? Who wants to buy Venus? I'll sell it to you.
Yeah. I got a popsicle. What is it? A ketchup popsicle to sell somebody? You know what? I need a job, right, Boggs? I'll start slinging some stars out here.
Start slinging some stars.
I'm gonna go to gas stations. I'm gonna go to gas stations. Yeah, be like, hey, right. You want this star? Put the star in your hand.
Feel the star. EG2386 right there.
You like
you can
EG23?
Name it whatever you want, EG2386.
Hey, listen, EG3826, whatever. $10, though, man. I need 20 bucks. $10, yeah, 20 bucks. Yeah. Whatever you got, man. We're selling stars out here.
What do you want to name it? Write it down. I'll name it.
Yeah. And then we burn it and we put it up into the sky. Look, that's a star.
It's an effigy. Yeah.
Be on the look for it every single night. Just look up.
We've got the zero games, but we're selling stars and plots of land on Venus right now. So that's good.
You lose some bets. You lose a couple bets. You're going to start selling some stars on the internet.
Yep.
All right, so Wilson Contreras, Justin Verlander, and then Justin Verlander, one of the questions that came up immediately was how much should they go on McGill? No, I don't think it's going to last. Verlander had some comments after that we played it on the stream. He was like, this is the second best thing to it being nothing. So that's actually a really good positive sign. So this doesn't sound like this is going to be a longstanding thing, and it's retroactive to 3 days ago. So maybe he misses two starts at max, so he's back for the third. That's why I don't think McGill is here for long. So I would spend very minimal.
What constellation strain does he have?
He has the major? Terrace. Yeah, the Terrace Major.
Yeah, the next best thing would be nothing. Well, yeah, seriously,
maybe
really?
Terrace Major.
I think maybe a hangnail would be worse than a Terrace Major strain. So I don't know. Come on.
He's smarter than us. He's got Kate Upton. Look at us. You got a headband on and I got
when you're right, no you're money. Right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I'm trying to sell stars and he's out here married.
I live with my mom. Yeah, it's great. We're doing awesome.
What models?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's opening
like,
day is
exactly
ruining
what everybody
everything.
In high school thought we were going to be. So that's great.
You live it with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a job.
At least we play video games, so that's fine.
No health insurance. At least I'm horrible at MLB The Show.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
At least I can entertain Welsh. I'm improving Welsh's mood a lot. Mine, not at all.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready?
Welsh doing great though.
I walked like four straight guys. I was like the Angels. I walked four straight guys and I walked in runs on MLB The Show.
And then I hit the ball so hard that the game froze. Never happened before again. It said like perfect, and then everything stopped working. And I was like, I'm going to bed. Goodbye.
Oh, that's exactly man. What happened. I had a lot of this earlier, but I don't have it now. The last of these, Daniel Bard. Daniel Bard on the IL for, again, what I thought was a joke because someone said it, anxiety. Good for him, by the way.
I mean, he had the yips before in his career, so he kind of, you know, noticed it before the bad stuff happened or in-game stuff happened. I guess not before the bad stuff happened because he broke Jose Altuve's hand in the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, you think that had something to do? I didn't even think
1,000,000%. I think he was nervous going into that. That got into his head.
Well, also like
Altuve's hand, and then
you hurt a star player like that, and then like that's in your head, and if you can't get out of it, and I mean, good on him for like being honest about it and saying this is what he needed to do. It's just it was another one of those opening day things where we're like, oh, okay, like that's what's actually so disarming about opening day is the things that we all think we know, and then what is presented to us, like. I'm not trying to throw all these. So Danny Jimenez closed out the game for the A's. Okay. It was Reynaldo Lopez that was out there. Justin Verlander somehow hurt. Daniel Bard is leaving because of anxiety. Like nothing we got. It was opening day. Games were going and we're getting like bombarded with information. You know, rookies are hitting .900 and these guys are the weird ass lineups too, by the way. The weird lineups of players that were hitting in front of others. We'll have to go through and look.
You know, like Michael Harris hitting .700.
Harris hitting .700. I don't care about like the Corbin Carroll hitting, but there were some weird ass ones where Derek Hall was hitting .400. It was just wild. It's just very disarming opening day in general. And I think that one caught a lot of people off guard. On the Rockies situation, we didn't get an answer tonight because they absolutely piss stomped the Padres and Denelson Lamet came in. I think a lot of people were assuming maybe Pierce Johnson might be the guy, and maybe he will. I think Lamet would be really fascinating to throw in there.
I mean, it's going to be a committee in Colorado. It just is. You know, maybe they eventually pick one guy or whoever they put in first gets rolling or something, but I can't imagine that they go in and say, yeah, it's definitely Pierce Johnson. It's definitely Denelson Lamet. It's going to be a mix. For sure.
Yeah, it's 100%, but they're going to like pick someone out of that group that's going to go early
eventually.
On. Yeah, but that's the thing is everyone's like, oh, I lost Verlander. Should I get McGill? You can get him for like $4 or $5 and you're okay with spending, I guess, what would that be, 5% or something?
Wait till tomorrow. Somebody else may pop up that's even better. I mean,
yeah. And then same thing. It's like if you want to go, we did have a lot of different weird closer situations go out. We had some phenomenal ones that kind of put themselves in place and we'll talk about them. But you want to go and you want to drop some on Danny Jimenez, you can do that. If you want to drop some on Pierce Johnson to speculate, you can do that. But you got to go cheap. It's just going to be for the daily waiver move people, there's going to be a lot of traction. But one of the things the advantage for like the weekly leagues have is you've got a couple days. You know, this is a Monday, but you're going to have a couple more days before Fab and waivers are going to run if they go like over Sunday night. So you've got, in theory, a way to have some finalization on some of these situations and you don't have to just react, but there are plenty of like, we have multiple that it's like daily transactional leagues and waivers run every single night. You got to make those moves, probably a little bit better in these situations where you get to have to wait a couple days and you can see how this all places out. Cause I could see some wild money being thrown around stupidly very early on in daily leagues because the overreaction time. That's the thing. There's still a lot of overreaction that's going on. We saw tons of it. I saw tons. I got tweets about it. You know, I know the most interactive tweet thing was me being self-deprecating about Dylan Cease. That's it. Not all the other things I got right. Not all the good morning things. Not all the bets I said correctly. You know, another thing I got tweeted about? Dylan Cease. Because, of course, it's
Twitter. Come on, man. I mean, they say that the quickest way to get the right answer on something is to post the wrong answer. Because people just want to correct you, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you cannot be surprised.
But I got in front of it. I was the first person to make a self-deprecating funny one. And then there was a lot. Though I did have people. You know what the funniest part was?
I mean, he looked great, but he still lost.
You know what the funniest one was, dude? Somebody in my, because I did the SpongeBob, like, all right, I'm finna get out of here. You know that one?
I'm a head out.
One of the people under my tweet was like, Welsh, it's just one game. I know.
Ride or die. I like that. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. I like that.
You guys were being positive. Let's go.
Yeah. They were defending me from me, which I thought was funny. It was like, yeah, I know. I get it. But
I think I'm number one in that category. So
yeah, overreaction time. So we'll probably have some. There's lots of things to be out there. Opening day was exciting at the end of it. So let's take a look at all these games, get some breakdowns. There were some also fascinating, as we go, I'm going to try to remember to do some of these, some really fascinating results that came out of all of this stuff as well. If you were watching Baseball Savant, one of the fun things we did on our Twitch was we kept bringing up Baseball Savant to see some of the interesting stuff. So hopefully you dug that and we'll try to implement that into here. The final sponsor we want to tell you about this episode has been Fantrax this draft season. They want to send one of you guys and your entire league out, and I think you still got an opportunity to go and do it. All you got to do is use the URL fantrax.com/inthisleague to join, create, or move your league over. I know they have started, but there are still plenty of ways to move them over, and you could have an opportunity in your whole league to be sent to a game of your choice. Plus, they're going to give you guys $1,000 while you're at it. Check them out, fantrax.com/inthisleague. Join a league, create a league, or move your league over. Get entered today, and every league you have is an entry. So go and take it out. Fantrax, the number one dynasty platform. And there's a lot of cool things you can do. Bogman and I, in fact, did the Bogman League. So we officially drafted. We didn't even talk about this, Boggs. We officially drafted, and our league format is up until All-Star break, we are Roto, and then we crown a champion. And then we redraft, and the draft order is essentially based off of how everyone finished in the first.
KDS.
Yeah, it's a KDS, but it's essentially draft order. And then we do head-to-head for the second half, and we were really only able to do that with, I suppose you could manipulate some things, but we were easily able to do that with Fantrax.
Yeah. Much, much easier. Easy. Just copy and then change a couple settings. And yeah, it's a different way to run a league, and it's possible because it's on Fantrax, like you said. So
one of my favorite drafts we made too, by the way, and not to spend like a bunch of time on it, but it was one of my favorite teams I ended up putting together. Freddie Freeman, I did the Corey Seager, Wander Franco combo, finally got in a Rosarena share. Could never get him. Jordan Alvarez, JD Martinez. I waited on pitching like crazy, but I was able, if we're talking about shares and everything like that, these losers wouldn't let me have Lars Nootbaar or Jeffrey Springs because they stink. But I was able to get a pretty deep down pitching staff. We'll see how it goes, but my offense is pretty sneaky. A little Ester Ruiz action in there. Miranda, Andres Jimenez. It was a pretty good balanced team. I think it ended up being like fourth. Was it fourth on Fantasy Pros or was I fifth?
No, I think you were fourth. So, and I was like tied for sixth or something. Yeah, I got a couple shares. I got a Corbin Carroll share. I didn't have any of. I got another Adolis share. I got one share of Vinny P. I have 1,000 shares of Thyroid now. Got a share of my son and one more of Trey Turner. So yeah, I like my roster as well. Barwich, who was in the draft, was getting sweaty with you not drafting starters. He's like, what is Welsh doing?
Taking no starters.
Because you were on the end, you picked 12. And you took
I didn't take a starter until like round like eight, I think.
Yeah, because you went, you like bookend closers, and then you took two more hitters, and then you took closers or something like that. So yeah, it was, we were all like, when is Welsh?
Well, that loser took Jeffrey Springs, and it pissed me off. He was one. He did him super early too. Lars Nootbaar went super early. No chance I was getting them. But yeah, it's something I did in our Champs League to really power out the offense. And there's enough, like, that's not cheaper pitching, but enough guys that I liked that to build out the rotation. Unfortunately, one of them was Blake Snell, and that didn't go super well, though he did strike out 9 on opening day. So, so that was our last league. Fantrax hooked it up. Let's go and take a look at all these games. I'm going to try to lock in Baseball Savant to each game that we're going to talk about as well. We've got all the games, and we'll do a breakdown, and we'll do it right after this. Let's overreact.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Man, there's so much promise to the day. Just saying, remember how joyous we were 10 hours ago?
Yeah, and then the D-backs played the Dodgers. So.
And then the D-backs played the Dodgers. Joe Pizzapia, he's like, I think the Dodgers are going to stink. I like the Diamondbacks plus money.
I text him. I said, you got your gross Mets luck all over my D-backs. So,
I mean, I am telling you, the morning was so fun and afternoon was so fun. And it just, the something about the night games, these loser West Coast teams, all just do, no, the Mariners, they stunk. There was no hits.
They won.
Julio, they still stunk. Julio Rodriguez wasn't doing anything. Do something. Corbin Carroll, worst decision I've ever made in my life. Can't hit lefties, is a loser. Just all the bad things happen. But the morning things were fun. And let's go over to the Braves. Starting with the Braves. The Braves beat up on Corbin, Patrick Corbin, who officially, can we anoint Patrick Corbin as the worst pitcher in baseball yet?
I mean, I think he's been the worst pitcher for a while. You know, it's like as soon as Washington gave him the money, you know, he's been rough. So,
dude, speaking of the money, what a wild thing that happened this morning, too. The Braves extended Orlando Arcia for 3 years. This is after they dumped Vaughn Grissom, and they extended him on a 3-year contract. We were all like, what are you we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming Grissom is now going to be trade bait for something that they need later in the season, a starter bait, or a reliever or something.
I really, really think we're going to see him in
the- Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Minor leagues, go back and work on some outfield. Like, he was originally a second baseman, then he played some short, but there was a time when Ozzy was coming back last year where he was starting to work in the outfield. I think that's where he's going to go, because they just extended Arcia. By the way, Arcia had the second hardest hit ball in this entire game, 109.4 off the bat, which...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
I mean, me and Eno had talked about this. 112 is like a designator for like plus raw power. And 109.4 is a pretty nice start for Arcia if we're ultimately taking a look at it. But the keys to the game here, Ronald Acuña got the first stolen base of the season. We got that. Austin Riley, he was a walk machine. Ozzie Albies had a couple hits, and Travis d'Arnaud 4-for-5 in that game. He was a monster. Max Fried only went 3 1/3, 2 strikeouts before he got hurt. Nationals are one of the worst teams in baseball. CJ Abrams hit 4, made errors. He stunk. No one was really good. Joey Meneses did have 2 hits. He's definitely worthwhile. But Patrick
Keybert and Dom Smith had 2 hits too. Dom Smith was 2-for-3 with a walk. So he was pretty good. I mean, the offense had a little something here. They had 8 hits. But yeah, I mean, Corbin was, you know, only gave up 2 earnings, but 4 because of an error. And then, yeah, I mean, Finnegan looked bad too. Gave up 200 runs, came in for an inning. So, you know, nothing looking too great for Washington right now.
No, Meneses, though, is definitely something fun. Meneses is something fun that I would continue taking a look at. He had a 105 off the bat, a couple hits. He was some, you know, I thought it was interesting. Nothing to speak of as far as pitchers go. I will say AJ Minter, who is like, what, the interim closer? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
He had four swing and misses in that game. Now, let me go take a look at the exact number. It wasn't a save situation, obviously, but he ended up having 21 pitches overall. 9 swings and 4 whiffs on that. So of the swings, that's a 44% whiff rate, and his fastball was pretty dang good. He had a 45 CSW and a 33 on the cutter. So pretty good stuff he threw out there, though his velo was down. He was 2 miles an hour down on almost every single pitch.
So Michael Harris hitting 7. You okay with that with Washington? No. I mean, he hit lower than that most of the year last year, but it was, you know, it's a rookie, obviously.
I'm not okay with it, though. No, I'm not. But was it a Patrick Corbin's a lefty? So
yeah.
I think this is similar to the like Corbin Carroll thing. And against lefties, this is that. I think they're going to hit higher in the lineup. What was his predominant
last year
spot, Michael Harris? Yeah, I don't. Ninth. I mean, Michael Harris?
No. Yeah, yes.
I'm going to take
looking right at it, dude. It's nice.
Are you?
Yeah.
How many at bats?
243 plate appearances at ninth, 53 at eighth, 48 at seven, right. 48
64 at, games,
sixth, and then a couple at second and third, but 8 games total. Most of his 64 games was ninth. So,
yeah. And you know what? You can't take the best you could do is actually what Roster Resource has hitting him 5. So maybe you could have him hitting 5 against, but
he'll,
you're going to have
Ozzy
hit 5. Maybe he hits 6, but yeah, you might see a 9 or an 8 or something like that. I don't know. I don't think it's great. It's a little worrisome. Some of the, it's only one game, but there could be something to the Michael Harris stuff to be on the lookout for. There might be some victory laps.
It's the Nationals, but you know, Lane Thomas, Meneses, Candelario, and Dominic Smith were 1-4 there with Kiebert at 5. Then Carl Garcia, Robles, and Abrams at the bottom. So I know a lot of people were in on Abrams 0-4 today and hitting 9th. Not a good sign.
Yeah, no, I was too, but it was not a good sign. I'm not hopeful. Plus played bad defense, and that's something that's going to get him off the field. But yeah, that was that first game up. All right, next game up here, we had the Giants and the Yankees. Yankees 5-0 shutout. Gerrit Cole struck out 11-6, but Logan Webb struck out 12-4 earned run. That's going to be something to watch. Are the Yankees going to just be an absolute swing and miss team that you might be able to take advantage of in some? Cole, only 3 hits. He did walk 2. Logan Webb gave up 4 in runs. He also walked 2. They both went over 90 pitches in the first game, which is pretty cool. DJ LeMahieu, so much is made about LeMahieu and, oh, he doesn't have a spot. Guy played second, let off, and he's going to like lead off the whole season. So much for that. Aaron Judge, he was our first homer of the baseball season. How appropriate. Everybody else was pretty meh. Gleyber Torres was DHing, though. He did have a hit, 2 runs, 2 RBI with a homer. And Anthony Volpe walked and got his first stolen base of his career. He was one of the first stolen bases of the day, which was really, really nice to see. Volpe didn't look, I think he made some good defensive plays, which is good, but the bat wasn't really lining up to anything crazy. And the Giants didn't have much of anything going on, dude. Your boy Thyroid stole a base and was 2-4, but that was it. Otherwise, the Yankees stunk.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole looked great. The bullpen looked good, too. So, yeah, this
any
was
any lineup stuff out
smashing
of this? Thyroid was not leading off. He was hitting 6, I think, for the team, which is a little weird. And Blake Sable started, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, Blake Sable started, too. Lamont Wade led off. He was 0-3 with a walk. Conforto Wilmer Flores hit 3rd. So,
you want to hear something
there.
You're
he was
love?
0-3 with a walk. So
I got something you're going to love. Of the 5 hardest hit balls in this game, Thyroid had 2 of the top 4.
I like 10, that.
108.9 and 107.4.
Look, those are nice, but let's not forget it's Gerrit Cole heat coming in. So I think Gerrit Cole is doing a lot of the work on that. You know what I mean? Thyroid's throwing his bat out. You know, he's getting the bat on the ball. That's all you can ask, but those are impressive numbers. I'm not trying to take it away, but you know, let's see how he does against a soft tosser. You know,
well, that was only one of them. Nestor. Well, okay, but how many soft tossers are there out there? His single against Cole was 107.4, but he hit his harder one 108.9 in the 7th inning, not against Cole. That would have been against probably Peralta. It looks like Peralta or Loaizica, one of those two. So,
okay, nice.
I mean, it's all, I think that's actually,
hey, look, I love it. 2 for 4 and a swipe on opening day. I got all the shares of thyroid. So let's go.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think that's a little encouraging? Also about LeMahieu. LeMahieu had 3 strikeouts. For as much as we laud him for his contact and stuff like that, that's not going to work at leadoff. But is there anything else for you with him?
No, I mean, LeMahieu's great. I wouldn't call LeMahieu locked in at leadoff, because if Volpe starts crushing it, you know, they could easily move him up. They can move Cabrera up. So I like him.
Cabrera was 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts today.
I'm just giving you people that they could move up in that spot. That's all. Yeah, he was bad today. He could also go down the minors. I mean, you know, so I don't know that LeMahieu's super safe, but I mean, it's very similar to what it was last year. So
The Orioles beat the Red Sox 10-9, and the talk of the game was Adley frickin' Rutschman, 5-for-5. He had 4 RBI. He had a homer in this one. He had a walk. I think he did all the rest on singles to hit a nice, really nice opposite field single, which was great.
First catcher in MLB history to go 5-for-5 on opening day, by the way. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, really.
You know, Travis Darnot was 4-for-5, but he was DHing. So he,
you know, what'll be interesting, dude. You know how you and I have always joked about Jason Kendall being prototype, you know, hitting number 2. Adley Rutschman might be one of the best number 2 hitters in baseball. Like putting him there at number 2 between anybody going 5-for-5. Also Cedric Mullins, he had 2 stolen bases. He had 2 walks. And the Orioles, like you said, they stole 5 bases, which is crazy. Frazier had 1. Mateo had 2. Mullins had 2. And who is the, I guess that's 5. Yeah, Frazier, Mateo, and Mullins both had multiple. Mateo going 2-for-3. Super interesting. I love Santander. He was 2-for-6. Mountcastle had a couple hits. Gunnar Henderson, no hit in his debut. Kyle Gibson gave up 4 in runs. Maybe a little bit more concerning, though, it was still a save. Felix Bautista, he went 1. He gave up 2 runs. 1 was earned. He struck out 2. It was pretty messy, but he was able to get the save. On the Red Sox side, Devers was hitting 2. Justin Turner hit 2, and he was 2-for-4. I like that. 3, I'm sorry. Yoshida hit 4, and he ended up being 2-for-4. I must have missed that.
I mean, there were 22 hits in this game and 18 runs, or 19 runs, 10-9. You know, so, yeah, the offense was cheap in this one for sure.
Yoshida was, so I guess that in the 9th, Yoshida grounded into a fielder's choice and someone scored. Yeah, he had a weird game because it didn't seem like a lot was happening early on, but ended up going 2-for-4 with a run and an RBI, really solid debut hitting 4. I just like him. I want to like find bets to put him in. Unfortunately, I think it was Underdog that had like, it had to be a single, and I think he ended up getting it though.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, he ended up getting it, but like you want more of like a total base, some stupid single or something like that. But I really, really like Yoshida. So Yoshida hitting 4 is going to work. Casas did not lead off in this game, by the way, Boggs. He ended up hitting, and I don't think that's going to happen a whole lot because what is it? Casas is a
lefty. I thought he was a weird choice to lead off with all that power he has, you know. But, you know, it could be. I mean, it was Kyle Gibson, so I think that's probably the spot where Casas is going to be. I think Verdugo's a better leadoff hitter anyway, as much as I hate.
Yeah, he's a higher contact hitter. And, I mean, Kyle's a righty, and I believe Casas is a lefty, right? So, I mean, this would have been a scenario where they could have done this. Yeah, I am speaking. I'm not speaking on a turn. Here's a lefty. He ended up hitting 6. He had 2 RBI and a walk. That's kind of what you want to see, even though he didn't get hits. I think it's something. And Enrique Hernandez ended up hitting 9th. So that was something to watch for. Thought that he might end up hitting 2. I think that's going to affect maybe like a tiny bit of the value long term. Far as like the Statcast stuff goes, check this out. The most swing and misses in this game came from Felix Bautista, Boggs, with 6. Yeah. That's wild.
I mean, the stuff is great, but he was definitely hittable today.
Felix also had all 5 of the highest velo pitches. And another fun one, the second hardest hit ball in this game, 108.4, Masataka Yoshida.
He's Masataka slapping him, man.
Is realsies. He's definitely, that's why I put my AL bet. I put Volpe and him.
Yeah. Smart.
All right. Let's see. What is the next game up here? I got to go backwards.
Chicago, here. Milwaukee.
It is. Yes. Chicago, Milwaukee. Chicago ended up winning 4-0. They shut out your Brewers, Boggs. You're a Brewers guy this season.
Yeah, Burns, 4 earnies. He had only 3 strikeouts and 3 walks. He did not look good today.
Dude, I had a roster. It was like our Dynasty or 3-Sport where I had Freed, Burns, and Nola. Like, think of how I felt today. I know, dude. It's ridiculous. On the Cubs side, Marcus Stroman went six, struck out eight, three hits, three walks.
Great.
He did. I think he was throwing, we'll have to take a look here. I think he was throwing something different. I think they were like a slurve. I think I saw Curlin talk about it. Dansby Swanson hit two, had three hits. Cody Bellinger stunk, as you would expect. And Nico Horner led off, one for four. On the Brewers side, Yelich was your leadoff hitter. Winker was your two hitter. He was trash. Willie Adames, I mean, no one was good on this team. Garrett Mitchell hit down at seven.
Yeah, Stroman was outstanding. Yeah.
And Bryce Turang hit ninth for them. And Corbin Burns had a stinky game. So going over to this, I want to take a look at the player breakdowns. Stroman had 15 swing and misses in this versus Burns' nine, which is not something we're used to. So here you go. Yeah, this is the thing. This is wild. This is a new pitch. So Marcus Stroman, 44% sinker, but it was down on velo, which you don't necessarily love. But check this out. He had a slurve, a registered slurve now that he threw. So it looked like he scrapped his slider. This is probably a new designation because there's only two versions of a slider being thrown. They say he threw a slurve 23 times. It had a max spin rate of 3,100. Jeez. Over 3,000 is absurd. And he averaged 2,800, which if you compare against his slider is the same average, but it's got a little bit more work and it's being classified as a slurve. That slurve ended up four whiffs on seven swings. The sinker had a 30% rate. The splitter he threw had a rate. I mean, this is a pretty, he had a 42% whiff rate on his stuff. And overall averaged a 36 CSW. This is a phenomenal outing. All that blah, blah, blah aside, like Marcus Stroman.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Woman was showing something a little bit new and keeping batters honest, and it was pretty good results. Four pitches he threw 10% or more of the time.
It's a good lineup too to carve up. So four hits, three walks, or no, that's Burns, four hits. Three hits and
three walks.
Yeah. Eight strikeouts. He was pretty good.
If you want to be concerned at all, Burns had a 1 mile per hour decrease at least on every single pitch.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
I'm not worried. Like, that's, you know, because we're talking about his average speed from last year, right? This isn't like his velocity is down from his spring starts, correct? So this is his first start this year. I would guess those guys are ramping up. Their arm gets a little looser later in the year and you have a little more gas on that. So I'm not that concerned with that, but he didn't look good. You know, I'm more concerned about the overall results, and they were definitely down.
So. Yeah, like I get more concerned with like spin numbers. Like, remember, like the Bieber stuff was off. Like, I don't care about his changeup losing velo necessarily. I don't care about like the curveball. His sinker was down a little bit though. But his cutter was down, and the slider. The slider I do get a little bit worried about, but there were spin increases across the board. So take that wherever you want. I guess at the end of the day, it's not really, there's not like a concern. There's not a concern with Corbin Burns. It's just something to watch maybe in the next start. Spin numbers are good. Velo was down a little bit, just bad results, where Marcus Stroman looked like a freaking madman. There's a madman out there, and it was pretty cool to see. Any Brewer concern on any of the guys? That offense was just completely neutered.
No, I mean, it's one game. So, you know, not great. You'd rather look good than bad, of course. But I mean, you know, the team as a whole had four hits, so everybody was off. Just Stroman was good today.
We're here to overreact. We're trying to tell everybody to cut.
Yeah, I'm not going to
cut Burns.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you overreact. I mean,
I'm not either.
This is good cop, bad cop here. Come on, man. You know, you're like, should we overreact at this? And I'm going to be like, no, we shouldn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Nothing overreact in this one. The Tampa Bay Rays shut out the Detroit Tigers. I love to see this one. And this one was a really good payoff just in general. Shane McClanahan looked good. 87 pitches. He went six, struck out six, walked one, gave up only 4 hits. Interesting run through. I think they gave us, by the way, the full run of what their team looks like in a save situation. They treat it like that. Pache had the hold in the seventh. Jason Adam came in the eighth, got the hold, and Pete Fairbanks came in. So I think that gives you a really good view of like what they want to do in tight situations. On the offensive side, Wander Franco had me pumped. I bet his 1.5 total base over. He had a single early on, and then he just crushes a homer, which we'll look at in a second. He ended up going 2-for-4 with an RBI run and a homer. Randy Arozarena had 1 hit with an RBI as well. Not a ton of offense on that team.